At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good afternoon. The top diplomat has called for an end to wars in Gaza and Ukraine as EU foreign ministers gathered in New York for informal talks on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly yesterday. This is a time to say no to war in Gaza and Ukraine, yes to the United Nations, yes to multilateralism, as Spain does every day, Sir Jose Manuel Albares said in his recorded remarks. He warned against the endless violence without any objective beyond turning Gaza into a vast graveyard and insisted that Europe will not allow and will not have a natural and normal relationship with those who want to make the two-state solution unviable, he added. He will continue to push for EU sanctions on Israel. Meanwhile, this morning, Albares warned that the government will respond to any Israeli action taken against the global Sumud flotilla, which is sailing towards Gaza and includes the Swedish activist Greta Thunberg amongst its passengers. In a statement issued by the foreign ministry, Albares said that any attack on the flotilla would constitute a violation of international law and freedom of expression and would trigger a firm reaction. He highlighted the peaceful and humanitarian nature of the initiative, which departed from Barcelona, and confirmed that Madrid is providing diplomatic and consular protection to all Spanish nationals on board. The minister has also instructed the government's ambassador in Tunisia to investigate the recent drone attack on the flotilla vessels whilst they were in Tunisian waters. Earlier, Spain and 16 other countries issued a joint statement expressing concern for the safety of the flotilla's participants. More than 62,000 people died due to record-breaking hot weather in the summer of 2024, with Italy, Spain and Greece amongst the hardest hit by the heat-related deaths, so researchers have said. The World Meteorological Organization and the Copernicus Climate Change Service issued a joint report revealing that 2024 was the warmest year for Europe, with record high annual temperatures in almost half the continent. The Mediterranean Sea was found to be some 1.2 degrees Celsius above average, and an estimated 42,000 people were affected by wildfires across the continent. Now, a study led by the Barcelona Institute for Global Health and published in Nature Medicine has estimated those temperatures led to 62,775 heat-related deaths in Europe between the 1st of June and the 30th of September last year. The mortality figures are 23.6% higher than the 50,800 estimated for the summer of 2023. Italy was found to have had the highest number of heat-related deaths. Spain had the second highest with around 6,743 deaths, followed by Germany and Greece. And the Air Force has warned residents in the Murcia area about military flights that may produce sonic booms that you can hear on the ground. The exercises, which began yesterday, are part of the Tactical Leadership Programme and will run until the 2nd of October, Monday to Friday, between 3:30 and 5:30 p.m. No flights are planned on the weekends. These exercises are connected to flight courses at the Albacete Airbase. While the loud noises might be surprising, officials say there is no danger to the public. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.